Hey, here we go now, huh?
Give
me the heads up, but I wasn't sure. Guys, this is a fair one, and this is live, as you can tell from that entry. I'm Tommy Pope, and I'm with my buddy Shane Gillyboy. Now look at this guy.
Yeah!
This guy to the right.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Just walking right the fuck on before even anyone announced him. He's excited. He's got a spot tonight, and I think he just wants to get in and out, and it's not going to fucking happen, Mike.
That's not true. I want to mix it up with you guys. You guys are dear friends.
Wait,
yeah,
know you go to the CrossFit across the street from my house, and you've never come over for coffee.
First of all.
Or a cake.
Whoa, wait a second.
Or anything.
Wait a second.
Has,
are we not low carb enough for you, Tommy?
That has not been discussed. We haven't talked about you inviting me over for coffee. I will come. I will do CrossFit in your living room while drinking your coffee. I will
The rest of your friends almost are because they're doing rows on the streets.
You say friends?
Care to explain?
Fuck you, Mike.
They're your crew.
Fuck you. That's not
you
my
call
crew.
Them your crew now.
No, they're psychopaths, and they're not human.
You're not a psychopath, Tommy?
No.
Shane,
I'm a psychopath, but not a CrossFit psychopath. I'm a different level of psychopath, and I don't want to be contained within that group.
You're a Drexel
around.
Hill psychopath? Oh, yeah!
He's excited, Shane. He's excited.
Canucksburg can't get on board with that?
He's not
ready. Don't know Delco, son. He don't know Delco. Wah-wah.
Very quiet start for Shane Gilly.
I'm just sitting in this, letting these two fucking greasy wops
punch
themselves out.
This is an Oreo.
You do CrossFit in my fucking neighborhood. You never come over for coffee. Hey, fuck you. Oh,
fuck you guys. Although you guys do actually look like Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
You guys hang out. You be Super Mario because you're short and squat, and you be Luigi. You're a tall wop. Now, you guys are dumb dagos, but it's sick you guys both are jacked as fuck, and that's cool.
Yeah, bro.
He's built like a walnut.
Like a fucking fire hydrant.
Yeah. like an uncracked walnut. He's fucking fierce but sweet on the inside.
Fucking Soda knows. Soda knows my apartment workouts.
What
ask him sometime when you guys are both sitting on the couch eating ice cream.
All right. So I'm over at his house all the time.
He comes over to visit.
Every night.
That. Well, you know what, Michael, it's going to change. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a separate room where we hang out.
Yeah.
Just do pull-ups in the fucking entry level of the bathroom. And you're going to have to ask permission to piss.
You guys can do CrossFit in Mike's room, and then me and Soder will smoke fucking rip sick bongs and do act outs for 3 hours straight. Which is all we do every time.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty fun.
What's your at home workout? What do you do?
I do a I tell Soder to go into the other room because it's so painful that the noises that I make sound very feminine and vulnerable. I'm squealing and because I'm doing yoga poses.
You're not gay though, right?
Not gay.
Hell yeah, dude. Look at this.
But
that's our not gay moment of the week.
Oh!
Yes, dude.
God. About fucking time.
Wow.
It's about time.
That means a lot to me.
We are so thankful. Way overdue.
I was wondering when you're going to say it.
Oh, my God.
Is there any more surprise segments coming up?
You have no idea, buddy.
Jesus.
You're not good.
I got to say, the energy on this thing is through the roof.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's electric.
Right?
It's manic.
Yes,
like Tommy's every day.
I'm very sad.
We're not there yet. We're talking about workouts. Right. We're going to get there. While you're dressed in all black for your funeral of your ex-girlfriend.
Aw, oh, man. 5 years. Talk us through it.
We're gonna jump right in.
Just go right in.
I said I'd wait.
Cue up those not gays, dude. I might need a few of them right now.
Shane,
Shane,
she's a kindergarten teacher. What's your favorite color? Blue. Right now, is it blue? Come on.
You gonna do that? You come in here?
No, dude, I'm here to comfort you.
No, I
took you to lunch yesterday because you bothered to stop by. You came over. We had lunch. We really talked it out.
Oh, man.
We weren't doing sit-ups and power cleans.
You're gonna regret this.
I was walking to get a kebab, and I was like, that was my exercise. No, my girlfriend and I have 5 years separated, and it's very sad. Very sad. I lost.
Sad. That's,
you know what really sucks?
Because
I'd been going on the bonfire a lot and shouting out my dog that I had with her.
Yeah.
Now that we broke up, I don't have the dog.
Yeah.
But now every day people are fucking tweeting at me, fucking shout out Finnegan. I'm like, dude, fuck Finnegan.
Oh.
Fuck that dog. But yeah, I didn't have the foresight there with that.
Shit.
Shouldn't have made that dog a fucking star.
Yeah, but I told you.
That dog's a goddamn celebrity.
I told you it was going to happen. We had this conversation.
I knew this was going to. What do you mean? Yeah. You told me?
No, I mean about the dog.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, situation. I knew she and I would. She wasn't built for this life. Look at this. Celebs dropping by.
Yeah.
Pops. She wasn't built for this shit. And, you know, it takes a special kind of fucking retarded guy to hang out in a green screen studio and be like, yo, I'm fucking famous, dude. I'm not gay at all. Yes, dude.
They didn't even drop
it. That makes me very happy. But yeah, we broke up. I've been...
What about visitation rights to the dog? Anything there?
Can't do it, dude.
That was like the last thing I said to her on the... Well, we broke up over the phone.
Oh,
very
shit.
Gay. Yeah. Do you have a very gay button? Send that to Caitlin Taylor of Mechanicsburg. Oh, all right. Whatever. Whatever. You can.
Oh, my God.
Can you name her?
The network listener.
Can you edit that? Yeah, I do know the network. That was a mistake.
Not a good look.
Anyway, well, you guys
tell us more about Carolyn.
Carolyn Twinser of Mercersburg.
Quick shift.
Yeah, that was a mistake. But,
what school does she work at? Let's let some of these lone wolves know.
There are a lot of lone wolves that listen to this.
Yeah, psychopaths. I'm calling your fan base psychopaths. What are you guys?
I mean,
you guys know where I live too, probably.
You can get these.
Tommy still doesn't. Anyway, Shane, talk Michael. To me about your... No! No, Tommy!
I will fucking come by. I promise you I'll come by for lunch. And you're not going to be
Am
there.
I asking for even a paleo lunch? I know you're against carbs now that you're in that...
That's not true.
You eat carbs? Yeah. Do they berate you?
Every 12 ounces of them.
They have you do 10 cleans, and then I see them running around the block. Listen, me and Soder watch them every day.
I know what you're doing.
You.
You're trying to associate me with those fucking maniacs.
So you do CrossFit?
I do CrossFit workouts. I don't do CrossFit. That's a different fucking mentality, and okay. They're all psychopaths.
It is.
And I'll tell you why, because they were bred either bullied or chunky kids.
Right.
They don't have any social.
We're never on a team.
Yeah, you know, like
now it's their chance to be on a team.
That weird girl that gets giant, luscious breasts.
Right.
Damn, Caitlin had some of the best breasts.
Hold on. And then all of a sudden she has this personality where she walks down the hall differently.
Right.
That's what CrossFit happens for these people that are they're
true
lone wolves.
Yeah,
dudes.
They're recluse. They have no personality. Yeah. They're fucking weirdos,
right.
And they all of a sudden just build this shell that gives them extreme confidence
right.
Without any personality.
Yeah, you're not.
They're
you're
really
not those
fucking
people.
Weirdo.
And I'll tell you what. Not. You toss in some fucking Tinder.
Yeah, dude. Forget about
Tinder,
it.
So this is a dude. This is a CrossFit man. Never got pussy. Never was on a team, or if he was, he was a fucking loser.
Oh yeah, dude.
Wasn't
you mean,
a fucking.
Well, hold on.
Wasn't
you're
a,
say,
he
you're
wasn't
say,
a starter as a sophomore in high school at left tackle.
You're saying B team really lightly.
Yeah, dude.
He was B team all the way.
So he was B team, undoubtedly. Now he did a couple sit-ups.
Yeah.
But he actually probably put in some real hard work.
Yeah, real hard.
Yeah. Yeah. He really worked hard to turn his life around.
It takes a lot more.
Yeah. Well, now he thinks he's better than me because he's getting pussy, and I'm up here alone. Hanging out with fucking Jimmy. Where the fuck is Jimmy, dude? Did Jimmy leave me? Did Jimmy? Is Jimmy fucking my girlfriend? Did Jimmy leave me?
What are you doing?
Jesus
Christ. What are you really doing? What's your coping mechanisms? What are you doing to make it through?
I've been drinking.
You've been drinking?
I've been drinking heavily.
No, you haven't.
Harder than I normally do, yes. I've drank every day since...
You've been smoking a lot.
Been smoking.
You've been getting me into smoking due to your own your loss.
I'll tell you what, though.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hey, what is Tommy saying to help you? Like, what kind of friend advice does he give?
Tommy is, without a doubt, one of the worst people.
What?
No, I'm kidding. No, you've been great. Tommy's given me, you know, classic fucking. Abbed out, meathead whopping.
No, I've been through this.
What you gotta do is you gotta fucking get some pussy. You gotta fuck some pussy.
Oh no.
And then fuck more pussies. Fuck these bitches.
And I'm like, yeah, dude.
Now Tommy has
a shot.
Tommy has an interesting regimen. Like he gets up, he works out, then he fucks, then he drinks, he sleeps, repeat.
Repeat.
It's insane.
Yeah, dude.
What did Soder say? Tommy, like, it's a
called
sprint.
Cross fuck.
Yeah.
Tommy just sprints every day.
Fucking
Every
day.
I'm going to open a shop right across the street from your apartment called Cross Fuck, and we're going to get fucked up on the
That's what CrossFit is.
No. They don't do the fucking, dude. No, they're...
They all fuck each other.
Shane, you
straight edge.
You should see them interact, dude. It's weird. They're all robots, man. They have no personality. There's no jokes that go through. There's no talking.
Some of the girls are pretty hot, man. They're ripped. They're like...
McKeever calls them Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from the back, and it's the greatest analogy, because they have this, like...
Yeah.
They're just lumpy as shit.
Well, now
they
I can say
like,
it.
My, like a stack of nuts in a condom. They're just all, like, just forced, bulbous,
jacked
areas.
My ex-girlfriend did it for a minute along those, like, she started lifting or, like, working out, doing not CrossFit, because I forbid it. I knew everybody was going to try to finger her if she did. But she started getting, like, traps.
Really?
It was enough that I was like, all right.
Slow down.
Because then I remember specifically, and this is a real fucked up thing to
position.
Say. I was fucking her from behind.
Yep. And it gets weird.
And I saw the fucking traps. Yeah. I was like, so this is what it's like to fuck a dude. Like, I was like, I'm fucking a jacked man right now. Hit it, dude.
Very true.
Hit it.
Very true.
Anyway, she broke my heart, so. No, she, come on.
Now, was that part
think
of
I
her,
can fucking get my heart broken,
was
dude?
Was that part of her workout?
Hit it. Only fucking gay dudes get their heart broken. Jacked fucking straight dudes never are fucking sad.
Do you hear the 10 seconds of Muttley laugh leading into that? No, but honestly, are you worried about her becoming a CrossFit lady?
I don't give a fuck what she does.
Oh, hell yeah.
For real. We broke up because she didn't want to move to New York, and, you know, that's that. I'm out here, like I said.
Grinding?
Would
you
pretty
say,
much,
would you say grinding?
Pretty much at the big time.
Yeah?
You think I got time for beautiful, sweet kindergarten teachers from back home that have a nice dog and a...
You do not, dude.
You know,
you don't deserve
had a
that.
Family and... Sometimes you gotta be a...
Did you say something like, this town can't contain me?
I told her,
I gotta get out of here, baby. Right. I'm big time.
I will say the most psycho thing I told her was, I was like, you're gonna find a nice guy, and,
You'll both be watching me on television?
Essentially.
Did you say that?
Not that, but I was like, he's gonna be a fucking fan of mine.
Nice.
And I was like, you fucking bitch, I love you. Yeah, I'll get like two beers in me and the confidence.
Yeah.
It's through the roof.
Yeah.
Like, I was sitting there, I was so sad. And I had two glasses of boxed wine, tossed on some Drake. I was fucking, dude. I was like, yo, I'm the fucking best ever, dude. No one can stop me. Now I'm here again. Now I'm back. Hello, darkness.
It's a cycle. It's a cycle.
Now, what happened when one of your roommates ate Tommy's pizza? That was an interesting story.
Wait, did you talk at all, or does he just know everything from me?
Because you go home and regurgitate all of our fucking
Speaks out
of school.
He really
speaks out of school,
dude. It's wonderful to know what's going on. That your house is my his fucking diary, Michael. And this
I didn't know how much of a snitch you were.
I'm a snitch. I'm sorry,
dude. No, this is a good story.
No.
We already talked
about it.
We talked about it last episode.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I already went public. You fucking snake.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you went public. You found out. You found out that shit was going to come arisen.
Maybe.
Ribe. Anyway, guys, me using words that aren't words is gay.
Don't do it.
No. Yes.
Yeah, all right. Nice. You got the gay queued up.
Zero sound effect. I like that.
Yay. All right. Is that it as far as the effects go? I noticed you guys fucked up the music.
I mean, it takes a little bit of time to do that.
Really?
But yeah, that's it.
Is that your apology?
That was good. Last week, you remember there was guitars flying through.
He wasn't here last week.
You missed that producer. He was dropping heat.
You guys have guest producers
coming?
Maybe you
can have him.
Apparently.
I don't know. Not gay is better than anything anyone's done yet.
That's true. Much better than the guitar.
Yeah, fuck that guitar, dude.
I made that just for you, Shane. I did.
Dude.
It took me like an hour.
Really?
You
gave an hour to me?
It took a little longer. But.
And this is at a point in my life where not a lot of people care for me at all. And for you to do that.
Guys, can I?
It's fucking gay, dude. Don't be fucking gay. Woo!
Yes, Michael. Get in.
I thought we were doing a not gay again. Or maybe a gay.
I don't want to play it out because, I can't.
No, we've done it
15
times. I don't see
fast.
How that's possible.
You got to earn it. You got to earn it.
I wrecked a truck this weekend, guys. I have to tell my story about how I had a road gig and I went to and rented a car. And they're like, we don't have any more cars. We can give you this Toyota truck. or this Ford F-150 for less money. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And he's like, do you want
rented.
To... Yeah, rented. He's like, it's the only thing, you know, it's for less money. I'm like, I'll take that. And he's like, do you want full insurance? And I'm like, yeah, I'll get full insurance. He's like, we could... It's expensive. It was like $50, full insurance.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, we can knock some of this stuff off. It's not necessary. I'm like, nah, go full insurance. Fuck it. I took it.
Is that an intuition thing? Like you felt like you were going to fuck something up?
I don't know, dude. You know what?
Or did you want to do this on purpose?
I mean, I believe in God. I don't know. You guys don't.
You know.
But I
died for me on Thursday. Thursday night.
And God's dog also died.
God had a little dog. God's dog is dead, dude. Fuck that dog, dude.
It's an Irish dog. If it was an Italian dog, it would have been loyal.
Yes, Michael.
You know?
Fuck yes, Mike.
If I saw that dog,
you know
right?
What? You know what you just earned? God. A coffee date.
Yeah! Coffee Tommy date. Pope is coming around.
Right, so you sideswiped a truck. Back to this incredible story about how you rented a car, got insurance, sideswiped.
It's amazing.
Go ahead.
I come back, and I'm talking to Sarah Talamash, who I picked up. We're doing the gig together.
What a bitch.
And I'm going, you know, it was a mistake to rent this truck. It was all kinds of money. We should have got somebody to open and paid him a little bit of money. But the good thing about me now, since I've started meditating, around. Which I meditate, I want to bring you on board to deep breathing. Meditating, I have acceptance now.
I breathe
something
deeply.
Like this happens,
I already got
I have
that.
Acceptance. I have acceptance. I'm explaining, and as I'm turning, I'm telling her about acceptance. I fucking swipe the truck, and it's a fucking, and she's like, oh, it's a little bit of a scratch. I look at it, you can't even open the fucking door. I fucked it completely up.
You spaz out? That would have been
no,
hilarious.
No, because I knew I had what? Full insurance.
Full insurance.
Oh, I thought you were
which
say
is
accept-
also not gay.
Fucking not gay, dude.
No, nah, fuck that, dude.
You gotta
wasn't...
get closer to that button.
Insurance
is so not gay, dude.
So not gay. I took it back, and the guy was like, you really messed this up. Dude. He's like shocked on me like he's my dad. He's
honestly,
like,
I've never...
what did you do? What did you do? I'm like, I'll tell you what I did. Full insurance.
Woo. So you could just get dude. Full insurance and run an F-150 down a water slide.
When I was, doing, when I was signing off for the full insurance, because we had to circle it for scratches, I'm like, am I good for scratches now? He's like, dude, you could take a baseball bat to this thing now. He actually said that. Good kid.
Good kid, dude.
I think you might have played ball with him. Baseball.
He's in the car.
Good kid.
That's oh, great. Man.
So, I mean, fuck, I felt good. That's a nice victory.
Where was the gig?
$10,000 in damage, probably. It was in Saratoga Springs.
So you drove all the way back without being able back. To open your door?
Without No, it was the back quarter panel. It was a huge truck, you know?
It was a big boy toy, dude. I saw it.
Can
okay,
I tell
sick.
You my opening line in the Saratoga, because they have a horse racing and everybody's rich? I was like, thank you for having me in Saratoga. I had to come up here anyway because I had to do some gazebo shopping. It got that exact reaction. Nothing. Nothing, and I struggled the entire time.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, it must have been really hard for you on Thursday. Friday, yeah, it must have been a tough day. Must have been real hard for you, dude. Me.
It was a tough day, but I'm loved by a lot of people.
Hell yeah, dude.
So.
No, embrace that, Shane.
I'm not going to
fucking. Embrace that, dude.
Dude, if I cried. Yo, if I please, cried dude, at please. Compound Media. Yeah. Just, oh, fuck.
Oh,
dude.
God.
What are your tweets like? It's like, you're
I haven't
a
tweeted.
Fucking.
Oh, but, dude.
They gave
I
you
don't
finger.
Have my phone. I read a tweet today. From Carolyn Busa, that was like one of the most aggressive tweets I've ever seen in my life.
Would you?
No, it was just, she wrote it as a joke, but in light of me currently being extremely sensitive to love and fidelity,
my God, dude.
This tweet was like, I didn't realize how much I loved cheating on my boyfriend until I heard the phone ring while I was getting fucked and knowing it was him. Trying to find out where I was.
Jeez.
Wow.
It was like a joke.
Also, it's definitely a joke.
It was a joke.
Yeah, you've met her, right?
Yeah, I know
that,
her.
That
I know
never
her.
Happened.
It was for sure a joke, but it was like, that's not a joke, dude. I was reading it. I was all sad. I was like, that's a real fucked up thing to say. That's not even a funny thing.
You just
thing.
Thought of your girl getting fucked by a CrossFit dude.
Yeah, I was like, don't joke about someone it's fucking my girlfriend.
She made it more personal. It's fucked up when the principal is fucking your teacher. Oh, it's like, oh, come on.
I think it's impressive you just assumed that the most powerful position in the school was held by a man.
Women love power.
Although I did.
It was. Did you read that report that came out from the Catholic Church? There was a Harrisburg priest that molested all five sisters in one family. That was the biggest story of all the PA priests.
Damn, he hit the fucking whole fam?
Whole Trinity, they say. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. It was five. It's funny.
Gay.
Totally.
No, that was funny. That was fucking funny, dude. I love you so much. I need help, man. I am in a bad spot.
No, you're not, dude. You're in a great spot. Look at this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're emerging, dude.
Yes.
It's coming. It's coming.
Yeah, fucking camera, dude.
You got to shed the skin, dude.
No one can stop me, dude. No one's going to fucking stop me, dude. You see this?
Yes.
My fucking gay dog is home being fucking, fuck that dog.
No, no, he's a good dog. Don't take it on the dog.
Look who decided to show up, dude.
He's a good pooch. A tough little mutt. Oh,
he's a good mutt.
Hey, Jimbo.
Hey, come on. It's not 30 minutes. I usually
get... I don't think that mic works.
Matter,
I just
want
to say hi to you.
Hop on.
Does my mic even work?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you guys doing here?
Live.
This is a trick podcast.
I don't know if we're going yet. The music didn't play at the beginning. I don't know if we're on.
It didn't play. We didn't get the jingle.
We didn't get the jingle. I was...
It was a good sacrifice, though. It was a good sacrifice.
Let me check. Yeah, we're going to go live soon.
let's not do any of what we did. That was not funny yet.
It's not true, man. We're crushing.
Crushing
we're
it.
We're fucking doing really well.
Doing a bit. All right.
Michael.
Truck story killed.
What's the longest relationship you had?
6 years. I dated a girl in your neck of the woods, Delaware County. And she...
When you were a teacher?
When I was a teacher, yeah. I got out of college and worked at Glen Mills.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's the kids with adjudicated problems, for those of you not from Delaware County.
Yeah, child prison.
Child prison. And thank you for making that succinct. And then I worked at by Villanova, PCV, got my master's from Cabrini College, and then she promptly dumped me. And then I was fucking just rudderless, living on Marshall Road on in Lansdowne.
Yes, dude.
Teaching at Drexel Hill Middle School. Home of the Raiders.
Why did she leave you?
Go Durs.
Why did she leave me? Well, she was making like a lot of money because she was a lawyer. She went to Temple Law. Shout out Temple Law. And I went to, I was making $8.
Most Jewish law school.
I was making $8.80 an hour restraining kids and getting spit on. So our joke is our weekends were different. I'm like, what are you going to do this weekend? She's like, I'm probably going to fly to Europe and go see an opera. What are you going to do? I'm like, recycle some bottles, maybe sell some plasma. I don't know. Like, we were living different lifestyles.
Chance,
so I think she got enamored with that life, and then she bounced. She bounced, and I was hurt. I was hurt for a long time. That's why I'm trying to counsel your boy here.
Yeah, no, that's why I brought
really
it up.
Really fucked up.
I brought it up. Well, so how long did the...
I was four years. I lived on Lansdowne for 4 years, and then I moved to New York.
Was that your only long term relationship?
No, I've been in a series of long term.
Yeah. Do you think about all of them along your path?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think about what you would have done with each of them along your path?
What do you mean in the future?
I was emotional for
each one of them. I wasn't a fuck machine like you.
That's not true.
You're a fuck machine.
I was in long-term relationships. I was in a 5-year. I was in multiple 5-year relationships. I got out of a 5-year relationship. This is the what? This is a conversation.
We're trying to make you feel better, dude.
Yeah. I'm not judging.
No. This is. I had a 5-year relationship, and we had a dog together, and then I had a 5-year relationship after that one.
Wow.
So I'm very
it's
familiar.
A decade in.
Yeah. Then I had 6 years before that.
Holy shit.
Look, first of all, I look great.
Fuck?
I look really good.
Oh, so you know, for 52?
You'll get over it.
Yeah, I'll get over it for sure.
What was your song, and can we play it?
I never did songs.
No?
No. Never had that, I mean... There was,
oh, man, we had a song, dude.
Did you guys have one?
Yeah.
Did you guys have one?
What was it, dude?
I can't.
Just fucking
come on.
I cannot. I promise,
please.
I cannot.
I think your audience wants your vulnerability.
I told you I face-fucked
a tranny.
Can I not
play the song?
Here.
No. I can't play the song, not because it's...
It's uncopywritten?
Not because... Yeah, because we can't do it, right? Right, guys?
No, we could do it. Just talk about it.
Yeah, we could do it. Sorry.
Nah, we shouldn't. But legally, I don't want to fuck around with the brass. But yeah, There's nothing wrong with
First of all, it's a great song. Dynamite song. Okay.
That song is a fucking
That song is not good.
Yo, I saw the funniest clip before we got here.
Did you see the girl get fucking killed?
No, I saw a dude.
She got smoked doing this dance. Dead.
Was it real?
Jimmy, go find the tape.
No, they
no,
did.
I mean, get out of here.
I've seen it a couple of times, but I think one of them was, I don't know if she died, but there was a fake death thing that I know. There's an ad about that.
Oh, maybe it's fake.
Yeah, well, yeah,
there was a dude getting carried away by authorities. Jim, you got to shut the fuck up.
She was in front.
Jim? Can you hear?
What?
All right, good answer.
I almost died on Times Square.
Oh, yes. You were listening live to that?
Wow. Hell yeah, dude. That's a fan. That's a fan.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, damn it, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy.
That's very sweet.
Make him feel bad. He needs it. He's very confident lately.
I am pretty confident, which is fucking sick. Dude, I'm the best. But, yeah, Drake's helped.
Don't waste the healing.
Drake's
all,
helped
man.
Me out.
What were you
Check
saying?
It out. I got the girl death video.
Yes, dude. Is it real? Did we find out?
It says it's fake.
It's got to be fake.
It's got to be fake.
Yeah. This is it.
Smoke show.
What's up? It's got to be fake.
Clearly fake.
Dude, I don't know.
It's definitely fake, but it looks...
I do, like, After Effects work, if you haven't noticed. And that's a very easy thing to do.
Okay, well, is everybody else hard? That was fun to watch.
I did come.
That was fun to watch. There you go, man. Now you're single. You can...
Speaking of that, I finally... Because this was a 5-year relationship, so I downloaded Tinder and Bumble.
Oh.
Because I never had.
First of all, why haven't we spoken about this?
Well,
live with me.
I
take this personally.
First off, I'm very ashamed that I've done this.
Can we put your profile up?
Absolutely not.
Yes, we can.
Look at it.
Yo,
yes,
for real, we can.
Yeah, we got to check your pics out.
Yes, man.
Dude,
you might have chosen the wrong pictures. How are you going to meet a nice Irish woman?
He's got three overalls.
I will fucking spaz, dude. Do not put that shit up. It's I gotta delete it right now.
Phone, you and your ND, please tell me you're not holding a mic at all.
Yeah.
What?
What are you, Tom?
That's a fucking no-no, Tom, dude. That's a no-no.
Hold on. No, it's not a no-no. Look, I'm not doing fucking ab work every day. The only way I can get
great.
Pussy. The only way I can get pussy is if somebody sees me doing comedy.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, dude. See, have you seen me walk down the street here?
No.
People hand me shit to carry. Like a mule in New York, dude.
I agree with Tommy. You're not giving yourself enough credit.
Yes, dude. You see this? We're picking you up. This is what Italians do.
Shane, leave yourself alone, really. You really... Don't rush the healing. Don't rush the
Listen
healing.
Listen to Jimmy. Look at him.
Thank you.
Don't become me.
Look at him.
Yeah, but I really do think you should get laid, though. That would help. It helps you forget.
It's soon, but yes.
Yeah,
that does help.
You know, maybe we should do a shout out to any female viewers that
yes.
want to fuck
hey,
you.
Hey, call in too.
In right now.
Call in and tell us what you think Shane's best
good,
qualities
loyal
are.
Guy, New York guy now, loves animals. Doesn't have one yeah. anymore because she
Man,
took
you
it.
See him with
she
a dog.
Took the dog.
He's so good with dogs. So if you're a lady from the Midwest who's racist, call in and tell us why Shane's.
No, this is funny, especially all right, the reason this is so funny.
Bud Light, guy looks after his carbs.
Is because both these guys have very, very successful love lives. So that's why I can sit here and be like, I'll take jabs from you guys because I know you guys are the masters. You know what I mean?
No.
So how do you guys stay committed and in loving relationships? How do you guys do it?
First of all, it's a choice.
How do you do it?
Being committed's a choice.
Yes.
It is. It is. You chose not to be committed anymore. It's a choice.
Yeah.
You can get in a 5-year relationship tomorrow if you wish. You just got to meet someone, the right one.
What are you saying, dude? If you wish. God damn it, dude. Getting advice from him is like getting advice from a genie, dude. Every time he talks to me, he's giving me like, if you choose, you can have all of the riches. Like, relax.
No, I just want the best for you, Shane.
Thanks, bro.
It's going to work out, man.
Yeah, Bumble. I mean, I chose this.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to get a dog. I told you this a couple weeks ago. We're getting
a
dog.
Handle a dog.
Get a dog.
Give it the
you
same
can't break
name
up with
Finnegan.
Me. You know?
You could buy the same fucking
we'll always
dog.
Have the dog, no matter where we are.
Buy the dog was
and
a
then
fucking
train
dog.
The dog to kill, and that dog attacks her dog. Ooh. Her mind is fucking blown then.
You know what?
Or we could kidnap her dog and give it the old switcheroo.
Yeah.
Kidnapper dog.
My ex.
Kidnapper dog, dude.
Is there like legal ramifications for kidnapping a dog?
Undoubtedly.
Yeah, of course. It's stolen property regardless.
For sure. But if they don't catch you and you kill the dog and bury it.
Mike, I just picture you asking that question, but you're five. Because that's how stupid that fucking question was.
I didn't know.
If you steal a dog, it's stolen. You get in trouble.
I just don't. I've never heard anybody getting in trouble for that.
I broke up with my ex after like 5-6 years, and there's the one that had a dog, and we obviously had it together. And she, after we broke up, showed up at my buddy's apartment, who I was sleeping on his couch, and didn't tell me she was bringing the dog, and I hadn't seen the dog in like 3 months, and it was a nightmare. It was bad. The dog cried while jumping in circles, and it was a noise that I'll never forget. That it was like the worst thing she could have done. And she did on purpose.
Yeah.
She just like, you know, this is the only way I can fuck with them. So I'm just going to say it's going to get worse, you know?
No, because we actually ended things on pretty
so did we.
Good terms. So it was good terms. She wanted to stay home. I wanted to live in New York. Neither of us wanted to compromise on that. For real. It was actually like a nice relationship that ended sad, but the best way possible. I think, unless she's fucking someone, but yes.
Does a relationship ever end and not be sad? Even if, like, both people want it to end, it's always sad, you know? So
yeah. But this one particularly, I don't think either of us really wanted it to end, which makes it sad.
Did you block her on all social media?
I did, just because I didn't want
to
see
move.
It. I didn't want
to
see
move.
It.
And then I had black out her eyes and all the pictures together?
Yeah, I stayed up crying and fucking scribbling on them. But no, I blocked her on social media just because I didn't want to see it, not because I don't, you know.
It's because you don't love her. But just say it. You don't love her anymore. You have any feelings for her, and she's done.
No, she's not affecting my life at all. It's not seeping into my actual professional career at all.
Did you take all the pictures off?
No, they're still. I still have pictures, they're still up there.
Get them out of there.
Yeah, you got to get them out.
Get them out.
All right, I will.
Put them in a folder that you'll never look at.
You know what's weird? There weren't that many.
Yeah.
That was a weird thing of...
Well, now you know why she broke up with you. I got that. Good thing he's here, huh?
Shame, don't get mad at me.
Tommy could fucking sneeze, and Jimmy would be like, oh, wow.
Can I tell you
first
why?
First of all, he's got great taste.
He does.
Great taste.
I think you had the best advice about both of you getting a dog together and working on the pace of a committed relationship.
Yeah.
And then they started talking about kidnapping and killing the fucking dog. It's the best advice.
Jimmy, you're the dog that we're going to bring into the house.
That's right.
Dude.
I'm a dog woman.
Oh, God. But rub your face in your
imagine
own shit.
Every morning just Jimmy and all fours going, how are we going to talk about today, everybody? I've been waiting for you guys to get up.
Is that like if you call her, you'll be like, I'm just checking on the dog.
No, I would.
Did you put it to sleep like you did our relationship?
This was a mistake. Right,
I think this is why you brought me on.
A mistake.
Isn't this why you brought me on?
No, it is.
Yes,
fine.
Michael.
I am already regretting things I've said about her, which was mean. But
you didn't say anything disrespectful.
I said
about
it looked
her.
Like I was fucking a guy when she was jacked.
Well, that's a compliment. Right,
I think that was for comedy purposes.
That was for comedy. I don't know.
And
if she
how much?
Also, she's a very pretty girl. She's very
pretty.
And she's,
how much
she's not built like that.
How much shit is she talking to her kindergarten kids right now about you?
Yeah, she's turning the page. And the goat says,
I want to be a fucking comedian. I'm going to move to New York.
And the farmer is stuck back home. I think we have a phone call. Is that what you said?
Yes, dude. It's a chick. Gonna compliment.
No, it's not. It's definitely a dude that's gonna be like, stop being fucking gay.
No, it's all right. I'll take that too.
What's up, Rory?
Yo, Shane, dude, you fucking got this, bro. You got to strut down,
yes,
fucking Seventh Ave with that Pennsylvania vein cane hanging out.
Vein cane.
Avoid Christopher Street. Let's go Fighting Irish. You fucking got this, bro.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, hell yeah, Rory.
That's gonna
Come
make
on,
me
also, don't fucking get
a little
the
emotional.
Cuts. Getting some fucking D cups, doggy.
Oh yeah, bro. Yo.
Yes, Rory.
Rory, you're the fucking man, yeah, dude.
Call him tomorrow morning so I don't have to talk to him.
Let's go Mountaineers, dude. Let's go drink some fucking beers, dude.
Oh, you remember.
Yeah, bro.
I won't hit on ND for you today. It's your day, bro.
Thank you, dude. Oh, that was sweet.
Yeah.
Was it your vein cane?
Pennsylvania vein can.
That's fucking sick.
I like Tommy's advice, which is like, get somebody pregnant right now and then call your ex. Call your ex and be like, I'm starting a family. Can I have a dog? Because I'm almost, it's almost a complete family. All we need is a dog. What do you think? You couldn't handle it. You couldn't hack it.
No, no. She was a great lady. Great lady. Jimmy. Oh, man. He was looking at the floor real sad.
No, no, no. I'm thinking about what.
It's 8:36. Let's go to traffic.
Let's cut to the traffic.
I mean, we got a heck of a commute. You got a lot of stuff going on, but we got a heck of a commute coming home, guys. Maranzano Bridge is backed up.
Oh, still thinking about crossfuck. It's a great idea, dude. It's a group of psychopaths just all focused
that's
on
what
they,
that's what the point is.
No, it's like it's better yourself physically
and
psychologically.
You would go to the gym by yourself if that was the goal. But these people.
How does that work out?
How well does what work out?
Going to the gym by yourself.
What do you mean?
It's terrible. You need accountability to get
okay,
better.
All right, yes, accountability for sure, but... Does it need to be co-ed accountability where you need to be like, hey, fucking Tina, watch this.
I'll tell you right now, the ladies, they're bionic. They are not. It's wild, dude.
From across the
street. Fucking wild.
If you're a chick that does CrossFit, chances are you're going to fuck somebody that does CrossFit with you at your gym.
Probably.
That's what I mean.
I think that's the same stereotype I would have, and I don't even know. But yeah, because they're so... It's such a small community that you would have to. It's like comics only hang out with comics. You'd probably only hang out with some dude that's going to work out 3 hours a day.
That's you know what else? You know what else I know?
If I've been single. Would you talk to a girl and just go like this? Get me,
yeah,
a fucking
dude. I'm in a dark place about women.
You're not.
The way I feel about women, dude. Speaking of that, I worked in an office now.
Yeah.
During the day, and
you could say it's Staples.
It's for a TV show. It's right next to 30 Rock. Have you heard of it?
Nice.
Yeah, but I work for an alt-right television show. And anyway, there's hot chicks because the rest of the building is not for the show. Our show is one fucking office, but there's like hot chicks working with dudes. It's an odd dynamic. I think women should stay home and not work. No, it's a fucking. Have you seen that?
What? Have you ever had a job?
Yes, I haven't had a job in a while. In an office. I worked in car garages in Philly, quit
so you,
any
have you
job.
Ever had a real job?
Yeah, I sold cars.
A real job?
After college, I sold cars, made more than any of your fucking real jobs. Honda. What up? Ray Hall Honda. But, yeah, chicks, I don't know. You guys are just going to let me sit in this? No one's going to hop in?
I'm honestly confused.
Chicks shouldn't.
So
no, but you see them going to work.
Uncomfortable.
You see them going to work every day, though, right? But you've never worked with them directly.
In the office, you see, you know, your fucking workplace flirting?
Yeah.
It's a little.
That's illegal now, by the way.
It's awkward.
So you never had a corporate workplace?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. And they were doing it there, too. But they weren't hot. It was fucking.
Hey, you know what? Something that your producers could bring up is that there's really funny sexual harassment videos out there. Old ones from like the 80s. They're fucking hilarious, man. Really, it accentuates your point.
Yeah,
you know, not making sense now. But if you bring it up, it's good. Really funny. I have to leave soon, so that's why I don't want the.
No.
I don't want the.
Oh no!
When do you have to leave?
I have a spot. I have 11 minutes left. I told.
Oh, oh no, that's fine. No, I said when.
I told. Oh,
why?
I'm sorry. I get immediately confrontational. You're going through a hard time.
We're all going through hard times now.
You're not. You fucking.
No, I know. I know. He's just bleeding it into us. So I have to pretend.
No thanks.
Kyla, everybody.
Thank you. See, Kyla, women can work.
Kyla's one of these.
It's
in
a
the
good.
Freezer.
It's a good atmosphere. Look
women
at it.
Do have jobs.
It's a good woman job.
Look at that. This is very corporate. See, I don't feel weird about being with a woman while we're working. You shouldn't either, man. It's a new.
I don't feel weird about it.
World.
I'm saying if I know that chick's. So, like, I'll see a girl and a dude flirting at work. And I'm like, yo, if that chick's boyfriend saw that, he'd be like, God fucking damn it.
But if that boy.
Everybody is okay with it.
That chick's boyfriend also has a job and is doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that's just
yeah,
that's
but it's just
life.
A weird. It's a office like
so weird.
You know what, Tom?
You're my
is.
Work
do you think
husband.
Christmas you know parties like the stereotypes of like Christmas parties. It's real.
Yeah,
I agree with Tommy. Don't
everybody
hate the player, hate the game.
Closet.
True. No, you're exactly right.
I brought it to.
No, I cut off.
Tried to at that
coffee
stop.
Date. Cancel.
That's probably why you don't come visit.
It's fucking canceled, dude.
Anyway, this...
you step on both my feet when I dance. You step on both of my feet
I stepped
when
on your punchlines. I'm usually pretty good about that. I'm sorry.
Check out this video.
You know, you're doing a great job, but you're not using all your assets. With a body like that, you can go places.
Sexual harassment makes you feel like less of a person. For help and hotline numbers, ask for the Stop Sexual Harassment booklet at your public library.
Be a little more sexy. Hey, we're talking about your job here.
No, we're talking about sexual harassment here, and I don't have to take it.
Sexual harassment violates you, and it violates the law.
Yes, dude.
Damn.
Wow.
And this is why you don't get a dog with a woman.
Yeah, she's out. She's being a slut in that video, yeah, by the way.
She talked back. How do you feel about that? I know Tommy is against it.
Honestly.
I won't even ask him.
For real, I wanted that guy to be like, why are you being a bitch? Why are you being a bitch right now? I'm trying to fucking tell you to, you're hot, sex it up. And she's like, no, I will not.
It's I'm
like,
trying to fucking help you.
Yeah, don't be a bitch, lady. I don't want to fuck you, but the fucking Asians that we're trying to sell this shit to might.
That's
anyway.
A great point.
Yeah, that wasn't my best point.
A lot of great points on here. How did you come up with your name, A Fair One?
I don't know. We spoke about something being aggressive and just...
Not you.
You know, just talking about fighting, I think. I don't know, Mike. You're such a dick, dude. You're leaving in 8 minutes. I know what you're doing. You're just biting the fucking pin off a grenade, throwing it, and you're going to leave.
Someone pushed you on Marshall Road, Tommy. Go. Somebody said something about your fucking brother at McGillicuddy's in Delaware County.
Yeah.
What happened next?
Shout out McGillicuddy's. Shout out DH. What do you know about DH, dude?
Dude, I fucking know DH.
What's DH?
Drexel Hill.
It's a hill, son.
The hill.
Fucking Marshall Road.
Yeah.
Is anybody cool?
What?
Is Drexel Hill tough?
No, it's, well, parts of it are. Yeah. Drexel Hill's it's a large branch of rich people. And
it's a large branch.
Large branch. There's rich leaves and there's very, very poor leaves and there's right in the middle leaves.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did I tell you after we talked I went to Schaefer's Shanty? I went
all the leaves have other leaves.
Guys, I don't want to plug my own dates. I went to Helium and did a Sunday, so I went by my old spot on Marshall Road. That supermarket is closed. I'm sorry, this is still...
Just recently closed.
About your relationship. It's recently closed. Acropolis is still there. Chinese place is still there. There's some meditation places right below where I used to live.
Meditation.
Where the pet dog grooming shop was. I lived above a dog grooming shop and then an Italian place. And I went into the bar, which was Schaefer's Shanty, but now it's something else.
It's called Tipsy
McSwiggins.
Swiggins, yeah, from The Simpsons.
I had a Yingling, and a guy was like, what do? Right away. And I told him, and he told me maybe 20 jokes, 20 street jokes.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I can't. He's like, yeah, it was my fault. I was wrong. And I didn't have anything. He's like, you're not that funny. And he was right. He was right. He's way funnier.
Oh, dude. That's what I get hit with.
I was like, what's the price? I'm going to pack cash out. What's the price? He's like, $350. I'm like, that's why I would come here and just get fucking shit crushed.
Yeah.
Well, I keep running into that in New York. I'll be like, I'll have like 6 or 7 Bud Lights. And then be like, this will be 20, 30 bucks. And then they get the tab, and it's like, you fucked up my tab. Dude, remember we went across the street? We had some beers the other night, and we were like, I did not have this many beers, dude. You are fucking our ass, dude. And he was like, I'll take them off. Like, you're fucking right. I had 3 Bud Lights, dude. I had like 7. All right. But that's what's fucking me up on Tinder a lot.
What is?
On Bumble, the chick will be like, oh, you're a comedian? Tell me something funny.
So you put comedian in the bio?
Yes.
Shane, talk to
Tom. I don't have cool-ass clothes.
No.
Or
it's not,
I do
not about that.
Hold on. No,
it's
you got to let me talk.
All
let me talk. Can I finish?
All right.
Can I finish? Can I fucking finish once? The bitch never let me talk. No. I don't have fucking selfies. The last 5 years, I have not worried about getting pussy at all. I've not taken care of myself one bit. I haven't been buying cool clothes.
What about when you were cheating on her? Said that.
No, I never did. You wouldn't know about that. He doesn't know anything about that. Yeah, shut up. I never cheated on you, you dirty bitch. You fucking bitch. You broke my fucking heart. And I'm a fuck. No. I don't have cool clothes. I know what your pictures are probably like.
No, I think Tommy survives on swagger and confidence.
Yeah, well,
it's
psychotic.
A swagger confidence guy.
What?
like, why taking a hot picture of yourself as a man sucks.
Not of yourself. I could take a picture for you. I'll dress you up.
I cannot do that. I can't do it.
I'll dress you up. We're going to get a dog. I'm going to let you hold our dog.
I can't have a dog because you and me will break up before that dog dies.
We'll not fucking break up.
I'm not going to live with you for the next 15 years.
Let me tell you something right now. We're locked in. We are fucking locked in. I'll break up with you first.
I'm moving, dude.
Fuck with me. That is not fucking gay. Hit that goddamn thing. That is not gay if you break up with me.
Fuck,
I think honest to God, dude, don't you ever look at me in the eyes and say that again. You are not going to break up with me.
I think your profile picture, it should be an inspector outfit from like the 1800s. And then the dog has a little inspector outfit on and you have like a pipe. Women would fucking cream over that, dude.
Yeah, but
this guy's different.
There's another thing about Tinder that I really fucking hate. He's trying to trick people into fucking you. Like, when you take, like, so these fucking unfunny dudes, like, you gotta be funny on Tinder? You gotta send, like, funny GIFs?
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Nah, see, I disagree.
Because being funny in real life is a lot better than being funny online, where you have time to think and formulate.
Well, this is why I was saying go against the
comedian. I just need to break into their house.
And they expect it.
And then just show them how funny I am. Like, I fucking love you, dude.
That's why I do my workouts. That's some of the noises that I make.
What does your workout consist of? And then you can leave, Mike.
Dude, I usually run. I do like
I'm out
for a minute. I do jumps for 1 minute and then shadow box for 30 second jumps and then shadow boxing.
Like squat, jump squats?
Yeah.
You shadow box for 30 seconds?
It's 30 seconds of jumps and 30 seconds of shadow boxing. And I do 10 of those.
You full shadow box in your room?
Full shadow box. That's why it looks goofy. It looks like a vigilante.
It is fucking
crazy.
Insane.
It's crazy.
Well, not in my room. I do it out. I need space.
You do it in the living room?
Dude, I have good movement.
I sit out there. You do that where I sit?
I have good movement,
dude. You do that gay shit where I fucking...
Absolutely.
You know what? Coffee's back on, dude.
He's back on!
Back the fuck on.
I'm back in.
Like, we're back in.
And then I do, like, I do crawls. I have one of those rollers.
You do crawls? You do bear crawls in the living room?
In the living room, up and down.
Holy fuck, dude.
For some reason, like, it works my midsection really well.
It certainly does, but
old Italian walnut.
You're doing bear crawls down the fucking hallway?
There's no hallway.
Well, you know what I mean. Well,
there is now.
Long ways.
There is now. Wherever you walk is a hallway, Michael. You're a fucking beast. You're a little walnut.
I do push-up crunches, and I do those side things to keep my fucking core strong, bro. And then I do stretches where I put my...
Are you serious?
I really do it. It's a 50-minute workout, and I've taken guys through it on the road. So if you want me to take you through it, let me know.
You're going to take me on the road?
I mean, do you consider your
tricep workout like ripping your top story window open and calling the CrossFit guys across the street faggots?
Is that a tricep?
It's a tricep workout?
I would have to train for them. Those guys are pretty big.
They're fucking unbelievable.
They're pussies.
They're unbelievable. I'll stick up for them.
You love CrossFit, dude.
I'll tell you right now, I respect it because I've seen what they can do, and I used to like watch like a simple workout, and I'm like, that's nothing. And then the guy I know, he would tell me like, just hold a pose, and I'm like, it's insane.
Are you insanely sore the next day?
Yeah, but you just build a tolerance, just like drinking 6 to 12 beers a night. You know what I mean, Mike?
Every night. All right, guys.
Coffee tomorrow. Yeah. What are you promoting, Michael?
Promoting my album. It comes out August 24th on iTunes. The Worst Kind of Thoughtful. Please buy it. These guys can both attest. I live under a train, so with a roommate. So please buy the album, The Worst Kind of Thoughtful, on iTunes, August 24th, and I'm at Comic Mike V. For my social media.
You're the best, Mike. Wow.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. Yeah. You
guys are great.
No, you're the first host that had the balls to just sit right down without even being introduced.
Okay, dude. Not good.
Yeah. Yeah. No one even talked about it. You're the best, Mikey.
Right. I love you guys.
Thank you so much. Love you too. And that will Shane, you know, that was a big emotional roller coaster for...
Yeah, everybody leaves in the end, you know?
No.
Mike, out of my life.
No, it's not true. It's not true. We're going to have some coffee tomorrow and crumpets.
Jesus. What's going on, dude?
Yeah, where are you going?
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'll center up for the next couple moments.
Oh, did you just close out?
No.
You got
10 minutes.
Why? Well, fucking.
Yeah.
You just want to give
it's super,
shot.
Super chill.
Yeah,
that's good. I feel bad for you, man.
You feel bad for me?
I do.
You pity me?
No, I'm not pitying you.
I know.
Because I care about you. I feel for what's going on. But don't. Don't force the fucking healing. Don't force it. Feel what you know when you can. Cry when you have to. Feel you must. That's a part of the plan.
Jimmy, you look You look like you fell three stories into a lost and found in a public swimming pool and dressed like that. Every ounce of clothing you have on doesn't
feel
match.
Bad. I just finished up my walks. I wanted to run and be here. Knew I was going to be late because I had a dog walk. I listened to him. The first thing I hear is that I'm fucking his girlfriend on my friggin' phone.
Well, you have to answer that next episode.
I'm laughing my ass off.
You better answer that.
Times Square getting here. But I feel bad.
It's
what it is. But you surround around good people. Yeah. I think the dog's a great advice. That's the thing is.
Dog is such a bad fucking man, dude.
Get a dog. Great point, Jimmy.
Dude, I can't fall in love with a dog.
Yeah.
I can't. And then have to leave it. I can't.
But
I would love a dog, but
it's going to happen. Guys, and that's it for this episode. It was wonderful. Very emotional.
It was a good episode.
Yeah, and everybody loves
Rory,
you.
Rory was a really nice thing.
Picked you up.
Yeah,
guess what? Next episode, people are going to call in, and they're going to tell you how much they love you. It's a big deal. You know, you're going to have that support.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
Guys, we're going to send pics. We're going to send pics of the dog that we do get in the next month. So stay tuned. Thanks.